A recent mental health study has revealed that one in two individuals receiving psychotherapy does not recover from depression, which has raised concern among health experts. Professor Eldoreda Nachimulimpungu, a mental health expert at the Medical Research Council and a pioneer of group support psychotherapy, emphasizes that while counseling model has benefited many patients, it's insufficient for everyone. She's advocating for the early identification of individuals who are less likely to recover so that they can receive more focused and intensive care, ensuring that no one is left behind. Kenneth Kalani, a psychiatrist and senior medical officer at the Ministry of Health, supports the findings by highlighting the necessity to enhance psychotherapy services and move away from a one-size-fits-all treatment approach. He believes patients who require additional support should receive it in conjunction with other forms of treatment.
Get in contact, initiate contact and rapport, and I speak to someone going through a difficult situation and I convince them to come to a group therapy training. How do I do that? And when they come for the group therapy, what do I tell them? How do I sit with them in their suffering and be able to do things that will bring about healing? That type of training is not taking place, and we are asking the government to now upgrade our training to these counseling skills that heal depression.